So what can you do to cut costs? We've reached Carry Taylor, a personal finance writer and host of the Cash and Carry podcast. Hi.
Hi, Ian. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show. We are talking about this story today because a report by Food Banks Canada says that they're having the highest number of visits to food banks across the country since they've started keeping records back in 1989. You write about finances. You have, as I mentioned, a podcast. What sort of feedback are you getting from people when it comes to their budgets and food?
Well, it's a struggle. We're looking at increased housing. We're looking at inflation. We're looking at food prices. There's a lot of struggling out there. And just listening to your callers, it's really becoming apparent that this increased use of food banks shows that Canadians who were doing well or okay before are definitely struggling now.
There are all kinds of ways, I guess, for people to cut grocery bills. And some might think that one way to do it is just to go from store to store to store and be like really strategic about what you get. I want to play a clip from Ray Harris. He's a data analyst in Fredericton, New Brunswick. And he went to various grocery stores in his city to see if there was a major difference in prices between each one. But his results were kind of mixed. Let's listen to what he had to say.
I was surprised. Like I did think the answer would be go here for produce, go here for boxed good, go here for meat. And, you know, if you had the time and you had the means to do so, driving around town could work out for you to kind of get the best deal overall. And that was my theory that proved untrue. That wasn't the case. You would really have to say, I'm going to get carrots and meat here. I'm going to get the rest of my produce here and whatnot. There was not a silver bullet to grocery shopping.
Carry, I know that for some people, if money is so tight, then maybe they want to invest the time and effort to go to each of those stores and get exactly what is the cheapest. But overall, you know, with people with busy lives, even if they are on limited budgets and they're trying to stretch it, what would you say to them in terms of that particular approach to trying to save money?
There isn't a lot of variability in the pricing across grocery stores these days. It's really, really challenging. And to add to that, you have to travel around and spend money on fuel or bus fare to get around. So that's a really, really tough point. So I've got some tips that I think could help.
All right. Then we'd love to hear the tips.
Okay, let's do this. So there's no one size fits all. Your callers, you know, have very different backgrounds and very different budgets. So with the price of housing and whatnot, we are all struggling in different ways. So your mileage may vary. The first point is unit pricing. The unit price is that little tiny text in the corner of the price tag, and it tells you how much something costs per gram, per liter, or per unit of measure. And this is a very valuable number because it can help you compare different sizes, different products, and different brands or generics. So sometimes you'll find that the jumbo size costs more than the smaller size per unit. And the brand name actually costs more than the generic. The generic costs more than the brand.
Both of those things are so counterintuitive, right? I have definitely reached for the generic without even checking the unit. It wouldn't even occur to me to check the unit price because I would assume that it's cheaper or that the jumbo size is cheaper. So that's a really interesting point.
Yeah, I find it all the time. So if you watch these little numbers, it's really good math. The number two is store brands. Now, we all have this opinion that store brands can cost less, and they often do. You can often save about 15 to even 30% if it's on sale. But again, look at the unit price. Now, the third one is something a lot of us don't do because, you know, we have busy lives. We just go through the checkout aisle. But try watching the price scanner. The Retail Council of Canada has this voluntary code. And it's often displayed on the inside of the store at the cashier or on that little table where we put our phones. And what the code says is if a product misscans and it costs less than $10, you get it for free. Hmm. If it costs over $10, you get a $10 discount. Now, a lot of the cashiers aren't trained on this. So if you find a misscan, don't give them a hard time. Instead, mention it and then go to customer service to get your discount.
I have never heard that before. I've never heard of the scanning price accuracy code. And I almost can't wait to go to the supermarket in order to put that in action. And as you say, very kindly, you know, don't sort of heap unkindness on the cashier, but definitely know your rights. The scanning price accuracy code, that is fantastic. Anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, food waste. I mean, we can't control food prices. We can't control inflation or shrinkflation, but we have control over how much food we waste. Canadian households on average waste about $1,300 a year. And that's outstanding considering the price of food today. So if you have some leftovers, put them in a glass bowl in your fridge and have a use up day. Make wraps or stir fries or stews and soups so you can, you know, really stretch that dollar. Now, I heard one of your callers talk about the price of meat. And yeah, protein's just off the chart expensive. So, you know, we can augment that with beans and legumes. But I recently discovered this thing called textured vegetable protein. It's a gluten-free, low-carb soy flour. And there's about 13 grams of protein in a 25-gram serving. So it's really good math if you can add this to your meals and get more protein.
You are a very good communicator, and more than anything, I've actually learned stuff listening to you, Carrie. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ian. It was a pleasure.
Carrie Taylor, personal finance writer and podcaster.